Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, February 20th, 2012. Khadr Adnan is on his 64th day of fasting as his health continues to deteriorate and the Gaza Strip sinks in darkness for lack of fuel. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian detainees in Israeli prisons are planning a comprehensive hunger strike on Thursday, according to Palestinian Minister of Prisoners Affairs, Isa Karaka. The prisoners said that Thursday will be a day of anger to protest against Israeli mistreatment of detainees, above all Khadr Adnan, who has been on hunger strike for 64 days, one day after his abduction from his home by Israeli troops on December 17, 2011. The prisoners said they had called for Adnan's release and hold Israeli prison authorities responsible for his health. Palestinian member of Israeli Knesset Dr. Ahmad Tibi visited Adnan and said that his health condition is worrying. In other news, racist graffiti has been sprayed on a church in Jerusalem on Monday in the third such incident in the past month in the city. The graffiti included, quote, "death to Christians," unquote, and the phrase "price tag" was found on the walls of the Baptist Narkis Street congregation. Furthermore, residents of the area found their car tires slashed. The attack follows a similar such incident occurring on the same day in early February, where the bilingual school Hand in Hand and the Monastery of the Cross were vandalized, also promoting violence against Christians. Attacks under this moniker of price tag refer to actions by Israel's settler population targeted mosques and churches and some Israeli activists' homes as a response to moves by the Israeli military against illegal outposts in the occupied West Bank. In the meantime, Israeli media sources said that a number of Israeli settlers have been wounded when some Palestinian youth attacked their bus with stones Monday evening near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. According to the source, the attack has also caused minor damage to the bus, which was heading to the Mibu Dotan settlement. Palestinian media sources reported Monday that Gaza Strip remains in dark as fuel did not arrive to supply the only power station in the besieged enclave. Despite Egyptian promises that fuel will be entered to the Gaza Strip for the power station, only 300 cubic meters were trafficked through the tunnels from Egypt, which is enough to run one out of four generators in the power station. Omar Kitan, a chief of the Energy Authority in Ramallah, said talks with Egyptian officials were fruitful, as Egypt will allow transporting fuel to the Gaza Strip through the Rafah terminal, and that it will increase the power supply to Rafah by 22% in the coming few days. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, February 20th daily roundup news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishnawi.